100.1 Lake Charles and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Examine the life of Jesus, I saw three prominent individuals who stood out. Mary was a woman, Martha, and Lazarus, two women and a man. There were more women than there were men. Now, there were others who walked with Jesus, but they were called disciples. And none of them were ever called friend. Mary, we are told, listened to Jesus, for she was the one who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair and anointed his feet with precious oil. Martha was distracted because she was a cooker, and she was always preparing for Jesus' arrival into their home. And how many have called Jesus a friend and invited him into our home? Home, my brothers and sisters, is more than a place. Home is an invitation to those in need. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me not. And some will say, when did I turn you down, Lord? And an answer is, it was when you refused to help and support those who were hungry and those who were in need. Then there was this man called Lazarus. Jesus said, had a relationship, a special type of friendship with Lazarus. And this friendship existed long before Lazarus became ill. For their friendship was a close friendship. That when he became sick, his sister sent for Jesus with a message, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. We are told that Lazarus is the only person in the four Gospels clearly acknowledged by name as Jesus' friend. Out of all of the people, Brother Gaines, that associated themselves with the Lord, only Lazarus in the Gospels was called a friend. And I began to wonder and contemplate that, why only one? Lazarus was a true friend. My brothers and sisters, Proverbs 18:24 tells us, a man who has friend must himself be friendly. A man who has friends must first count himself friendly. If one is to have friend, he must first learn how to be friendly. When our children desire to play outside with other children, they have to know something about being friendly. So that smile or that hello is important. Can you expect someone to approach you if there's never a smile on your face? Or you never say hello? But even a child knows how to be friendly. It's inherent within us. God has placed something in us so unique
that allows us to be friendly with others in spite of our cultural differences. One of the world's problems today is cultural biases that we have because people sometimes don't look like us, nor do they act like us. Cultural differences because some people don't dress like us and act like us. Cultural differences. And God made us all uniquely different. My fingerprints are uniquely mine. You cannot duplicate my fingerprints. And God has uniquely made every person uniquely different. And the optimum thing is that he knows us and all of our uniqueness and all of our differences. Pastor, there comes someone that doesn't dress like us. They may wear dreads and they may wear clothes that don't look like the fine apparel, the Pierre Cardin's and the Steve Harvey's. But Jesus came in what he had into a world. Amen. Though he was rich, yet he became poor. And so there are times that we elevate ourselves because of differences. One neighborhood over another neighborhood. And yet the same God who blesses all of us made us uniquely different to serve him. In spirit as well as in truth. My brothers and sisters, when we think about how God is moving on our behalf, we can see all of the blessings that he have for you and I. So Ecclesiastes tells us in 4 and 9 through 12, it states two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion or friend. First thing I want to talk about this morning is true friends will stand beside you and will strengthen you. True friends will stand beside you and will strengthen you. A true friend will not let people talk about you. A true friend will not let people talk about you. Reverend Eads and I were true friends. And a person could not talk to me about him or his family. I would defend him, for we had a mutual trust and respect for one another. So a true friend won't let you talk about their friends. I thought about all of the men that was associated with the Lord, but I know one that stick with him closer than a brother, and that was Lazarus. There were many, Peter, James, and John, who was part of an inner circle, but yet all of these men were not friends. They were disciples. And there's a difference between a disciple and a friend. A disciple is one who follow a teacher or a leader. But a friend is one who has mutual respect for the person whom he admires. So a true friend will stand beside you and will strengthen or encourage you. Secondly, a true friend will encourage and motivate you. Today, senior pastors now are being called by younger pastors and ministers for advice and support. I shared with you this morning that I received a text from Brother Hudson, who said, Pastor, you don't know how much it meant to me for you to be there for me preaching my first message. And I shared with him that he had a profound message. I know profoundness and I know sincerity. I know when people are shucking and jiving. That's a street word. And I know when people are sincere about their relationship with the Lord. But God has called senior. I'm a senior pastor now. And I remember the first time I said I'm a senior pastor, people got all upset because we never had a senior pastor. Yes, you always had senior pastor. I'm older now. I'm a senior pastor. Senior meaning elderly, older. But sometimes we forget because tradition has stopped us from doing things a little different. And now I'm part of a senior pastor group that can help churches going through issues, problems, and conflict resolutions, bylaws and constitutions in all of their churches, because they respect, have a mutual trust and respect for someone who they've entrusted it with. So we are being called as senior pastors to encourage those who are coming behind us. And my brothers and sisters, there are times when we all need encouraging, even pastors. As believers, we need to encourage each other in the Lord. I'm reminded of when Jesus was entering into his hour of his coming into the world, he asked the disciples to watch and pray with him. And the disciples fell asleep, not once, not twice, but three times. Now I know why they were called disciples and not friends. Because the three couldn't even support him in his hour of need. Sometimes we need to be lifted up. Just a friendly word. Little Levi, I know he's not here this morning, but little Levi come and give me a hug every time I preach. And I asked him, I said, are you Joshua? Yeah, you'll catch it if you're reading your Bible. Because he comes to hug me and tell me he loves me, and that means a lot to me. When's the last time you told a pastor you loved him? Pastors are hurting because sometimes the body hurts the pastor. And so we have been governed and we have been entrusted to help churches who have pastors and ministers who are hurting to try to help them come to resolve what they call conflict resolutions. And I'm not a pro, but I do know what God's word says. My brothers and sisters, sometimes it means a lot to say, I'm with you and I'm supporting you. Thirdly, a true friend does not abandon you when things get tough. There it is. A true friend will not abandon you when things get tough. A true friend will lift you up by refusing to forsake you or abandon you. Judas, who pretended to be a friend, betrayed Jesus. Judas didn't trust Jesus to be who he said he was. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, preachers don't know why God is doing things. But we trust God at his word and what he has given us to do. Sometimes he asks us to do things that we just think, I don't see how. But he said, do you trust me? I'm sure Noah was puzzled by he had to build a ship on dry land. I'm sure Moses didn't understand that he was about to lead the children of Israel out of slavery and bondage. I'm sure when he walked up that mountain and saw that burning bush, he didn't know he was about to have an encounter and God was about to tell him to do something that he thought was impossible. Pastor Mathis, God has called you to do some impossible things. And I said, not me, Lord. And he said, yes, you. Just like he called other pastors to do different.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If